Thursday, May 2nd. Daily tips that may or may not help you. Ariel Nissenblatt, Ned Donovan. It's a tip from Ariel. What do we got?
Today's tip is a tip for cleanliness. I feel over the months, we've separated ourselves, you and I, Ned, into the clean one and the less than clean one. And it's not that I'm not clean. It's that I find that I have to be reminded, and I remind myself, sure, but it doesn't come naturally to me to be clean. So something that's worked for me is to remind myself every so often to clean out my fridge, and today's tip is to go to your fridge and clean it out. Throw out the things that are so obviously not edible anymore, and throw out the things that you're just never going to eat, or donate them if that is possible. For the most part, though, they've probably been open, they've been used once or twice, and they're just not your cup of tea, and that is also not sanitary to share with people. So maybe you got a friend you can share it with, but for the most part, today's tip is to go to your fridge, clean it out, you'll feel better.
I want it to be said that I interpreted the title of this tip differently, which means we get a bonus tip out of this one.
What is it?
Which is like, hey, maybe this week, before you go to the grocery store, try to eat everything in your fridge.
I like that a lot.
Clean out your fridge in my home means like this week we're doing a fridge clean out, which is we're not going to the grocery store. We're going to see what we can pull off with the pantry and the fridge. And
that's
sometimes
a fun
we
game
do it
to
with
play.
The freezer. Yeah. It means for some weird recipes sometimes when you get down to the dregs.
Yeah.
But then you can go to the grocery store and buy fresh. That's the secondary tip here.
So I really did not need to out myself as a unclean person.
No, I actually really need to clean my fridge.
Okay, so in this situation, Ned is dirty.
Yeah, fridge is a bad spot for me.
All right, let us know if fridge is a bad spot for you, Tippendale, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow for another tip.
See you tomorrow.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.